There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com. Check the current betting splits data. Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? The page is updated every 10 minutes so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public's betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. Check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Another reason we're here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com.
All right, let's start this hour with the NHL and the Stanley Cup Final as Dennis Bernstein joins the program now. The fourth period.com. You mentioned, Dennis, good morning. You're going to be in Denver for the first couple of games, going to all the games of the series. You mentioned a couple of weeks ago with us, like the ultimate dream come true for the NHL would have been Connor McDavid skating at Madison Square Garden. Well, neither team made it. But I got to tell you, I mean, to get Tampa in Colorado was pretty damn good for the league as well.
Oh, no, from a style standpoint and from a quality standpoint, these are the best two teams, Mitch,
without question.
Right? I mean, from optics, from a New York team being in the Cup Final, that would have been great at Madison Square Garden. But this is the matchup that I think everybody was looking for and most people wanted. So this is this. Mitch, it's going to be way better than Celtics Warriors, I guarantee it. So I'm really looking forward to this because you have the elite on the ice in this game. So that's what I'm looking towards. And you know, it should be a lot of fun, very, very entertaining.
How about the rust versus fatigue factor?
Yep.
I mean, Tampa going through. Colorado well-rested, 12-2 in the playoffs. But we saw what happened to Tampa with that layoff, and they were flat to start that Rangers series. Take us through that, what you think could happen starting tomorrow, and if this could all this time off could hurt Colorado.
I think it would hurt early, Paulie, maybe the first half of the first game. But remember, they play at altitude, and Tampa doesn't play at altitude. So I think there might be a little offset with respect to that. And it also helps guys like Nazem Kadri and Andrew Cogliano, who won't start the series, who both have broken thumbs. Mm-hmm. They'll be in the series probably by game three or game four, hopefully. So to me, I think it balances out. I think early it might hurt Colorado, maybe game one, but only game one, Paulie. This is not going to be a rust situation where it's going to be deep in the series and it's still going to be rusty because Colorado, at this time of year, these players, and you see it when every other team gets eliminated, all the injuries you have, to have a week off, it's probably a plus for Colorado, not a negative.
Okay, how about the fatigue? Will this ever set in with Tampa? So now we go game one Wednesday, game two Saturday. Yeah. Then we go every other day with travel. So Tampa's played an extra season here with going for this three-peat and winning 11 straight series. Could that catch up with them?
I'm waiting for it to catch up with them, Paulie. They played 56 games, 70 games, 82 games this year. They've won, what, 11 straight rounds. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for the fatigue. It never clicks in. You looked at last round, Paulie. I felt pretty confident. Rangers in 6-1. It was 2-0. Tampa looked older. They looked slower.
They did.
They won four straight, right? So to me, I don't think there's a fatigue factor because this team is so laser-focused on doing a three-peat here. I don't think there's going to be a fatigue for Tampa Bay. Maybe we see it later in the series if there's some injuries, but right now I'm not counting that as a factor for Tampa Bay.
Okay, Ben, what about this angle, Dennis? I think most people would agree Colorado is the best team in the NHL, but the best team in all sports, you know, they don't always win the championship, whatever that sport might be. How much stock do you put in to that experience of Tampa on their side? And then also the guy who's going to be a net, who's just like one of the best of all time at this point.
Well, I think, Mitch, when you talk about the best team in hockey, it was the Florida Panthers. And what happened to them against Tampa Bay? They lost four straight. So to me, yes, the playoff experience is a huge factor here. It's an equalizing factor. Because I still think pound for pound, Tampa has the Colorado has the better roster. But it's a unique situation here, Mitch, because it's a step up in class for both teams. Colorado walked through the West. They were 12-2. They're not shooting against Mike Smith this round. It's the best goalie in the league, in the world right now. And same thing with Tampa Bay. They played the Rangers. Please, don't tell me the Rangers are a better team than Colorado is. So this is why it's so interesting. You have best on best without question here. So I think it's a challenge for both teams. But I think that the experience factor, people that are betting on Tampa, it's not a bad bet. I they're not the favorite right now, but to me, it's the experience when you watch this team play and they're challenged and they scored, they win two games in the last minute 30 of the game. Like, is anyone shocked Tampa Bay's here, Mitch? Really? No one's shocked they're here, and no one will be shocked that they do a three-peat. But to me, this is a deep, long series, and I just think that the one edge Tampa Bay certainly has is a net. With Vasilevsky versus Darcy Kemper or Francouz, if Kemper gets it hurt here in the round.
What are you hearing on Kemper? What's his?
Oh, he declared himself 100%. He's
okay.
The guy.
Okay.
I was in Edmonton for Game 3 and 4. Francouz is not going to win you Stanley Cup. That's the one thing. If I'm an Avs fan or I'm an Avs better, I would be nervous if this guy's got to play in net because he didn't play great against Edmonton. He won the games and his stats look good. But to me, he's not a championship goalie. Darcy Kemper, I'm not sure he's won either, but he's got such a great team in front of him, Paulie, that he can win a championship with that Colorado Avalanche team in front of him.
Okay, so you mentioned the odds. Let me tie it in here. The game one total is 6. High scoring, low scoring series. And also, you mentioned they have the best goalie in the world. Vasilevsky is 4-1 plus 350 in some spots to win the Conn Smythe. If Tampa, and the series price is like plus 160, 170. If Tampa wins this, how do they not give it to Vasilevsky?
The only way they wouldn't, Paulie, is if Steven Stamkos, who's been great for them, has a big final round. I think the path that Steven's walked through to get to this point with the injuries, and he was a very quiet guy. Now he's an outspoken guy. I think emotionally, if he had a big round, I think some of the voters would be swayed to give it to Stammer. But Vasi deserves to be the favorite. And if they do win, and it's low-scoring games, if he's, again, look at his record on closeout games. It's insane, right? So if he's going to, it's going to be a low-scoring series, and they win, it's because of that goalie. Certainly the whole team, but because of that goalie. So, yeah, is it a wise bet that Vasilevsky for the Conn Smythe? Yeah. On the other side, if Colorado wins, I think it's clearly going to be Cale Makar, again, unless Nathan MacKinnon has a huge cup final. And even then, if he does, I'm going to assume that McCarr's going to get points through assists feeding Nathan MacKinnon. So right now, the way I'd handicap it is Vasilevsky if they win, if Tampa wins, and Cale Makar if Colorado.
Okay. How do you think the officiating will go? I mean, because and how big of a role special teams will play, because the Rangers' power play was deadly in that series. Although they shut down Florida's power play, but Florida's power play was awful in the playoffs, and Colorado's power play's been hot in the playoffs. So how do you think, will we see a parade of the box?
I don't think so, and I guarantee you the refereeing will be better than it is in the NBA final, for sure. But that's no question. But to me, I don't think that's where it comes down to. Well, I think it comes down to 5-on-5 play, because even with power plays, that's 6 to 8 minutes of a game. What about the other 52 minutes? And it's great because Colorado's a team that wins off the rush with that type of style. And Tampa Bay is a forechecking team. They believe in that forecheck. So it's going to be a great battle of a team that wants to run and wants to go against a team that's an exceptional forechecking team. You watch the Cirelli line with Brandon Hagel on that line. They're going to try to shut down Nathan MacKinnon. And again, the fact that Naz Kadri is missing so far, he's their number two center and a very effective player, that could hurt Colorado early in the series.
Okay.
It sounds to me like you're going to eventually pick Tampa Bay.
No. Colorado in six.
Colorado in six then. Okay.
Yeah, I love Tampa Bay. I think it's a great story. I think I'm picking Colorado because I have Tampa Bay fatigue because they've been around so long. They've been here for three seasons. I want a different team, and I think some non-rooting fans might look for that. So to me, Colorado's ready to win, Mitch. I saw them two games against Edmonton. They shut down Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. They scored when they had to. They defended when they needed to. They're big, mobile defense. I think that's, again, this is a team that Tampa Bay hasn't faced. Now, Tampa Bay's walked a really tough path there, Mitch. They beat Toronto, an excellent team. They swept the President's Trophy team, and they beat a hot Rangers team. But this is a little bit of a different animal. This is a deeper, faster, bigger team. And I think because of that, I like Colorado in six, and Cale Makar to win the Conn Smythe.
Game one under? Low scoring game one?
Yeah. Okay. Most of the games, I think, Paul, six is a high total for these teams. I think that they're too good defensively, and the goaltender, at least on Tampa, is too good. I think they're 3-2, 3-1 games here. Maybe deeper in the series when they get to know each other, but I think off the bat, they're going to be under games.
Who's going to break that record? The Islanders won 19 straight playoff series? Come on.
Yeah, I don't see it. Another record. It's impossible because of the way that the league is right now with a salary cap, with players jumping around. To me, it's impossible. That's a testament. But I'll say this, Paulie, because of how we go through championships now, if Tampa Bay wins a third straight, put them in that group. Put them with the Islanders. Put them with Edmonton that won four straight. This is a major accomplishment for this team if they can do with three-peat the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Well, question because, back to the bubble in 2020, everybody just assumed Colorado was going to make it to the final. Same thing last year, and this is the first time they got to this point.
Yeah, the one thing, though, Mitch, remember, I'm not disrespecting what Tampa Bay did, but they beat Dallas and Montreal to win the Stanley Cup.
I know.
It's so unique, Mitch, because this is a big step in class from one round to the next for both these teams. This is the ultimate challenge for both Colorado and Tampa Bay.
We have vacation in a month. We're coming out Boa Steakhouse in Hollywood on you.
Please.
You got it? You got the check?
Yeah, I got the check. And tonight, because I'm not in Tampa, in Denver, because it's my anniversary today.
Oh.
So I'm going to cut at the Beverly Wilshire tonight for my anniversary. Have you been to Cut, Paulie?
No, I have not.
Oh, that's I tell you, that might be better than Boa.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
What's a filet? Bro. What's a filet? 85? 110?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. No, not 110. Okay. High two figures, not three figures.
All right.
Okay.
Have some wine on us. Say hi to Jeannie Buss if you see her. Gallivanting around town. Thanks, buddy.
You're the best pal.
There you go. He's at he'll be at the Westin in Lodo, lower downtown Denver, if you want to have a beer with him or rob him. That's where he'll be at, too. The best king crab of my life. Boa Steakhouse.
Better than Joe's at Caesars?
Yes.
Easy with that comment.
No, it was the real deal.
Oh, boy.
The gal backed me up on it, too.
Oh, boy.
Unbelievable.
Really?
Yes.
Why was it better?
They put it in some sauce.
Oh,
some garlic.
Okay.
It was incredible.
All right.
Yes.
Oh, uh-huh.
Dynamite.
I trust him with the food recommendations, by the way.
He's nails.
Oh, he's the man.
Yes.
He really is. Up next, we'll recap last night's betting action with Win Some, Lose Some. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Started off with a bang. Otto Porter first field goal, 14-1 at BetRivers. Thompson first three-pointer. Plus 485. Margin of victory prop. Warriors to win between 6 and 10 points. That was 4-1. Alt spread minus 8.5, plus 180. Alt under 207.5, under plus 150. Every game decided by double digits. Isn't that something?
So is it going to be the same then tomorrow night? Celtics minus 8.5, probably plus 180 as well.
And what, 73-0-2? The team that wins the number
doesn't matter.
The money.
Yep.
Spread doesn't come into play. Tatum to have a double-double, plus 270. Wiggins to have a double-double, plus 350. The under opened 212.5 and closed 210 as well. Tatum to score the most points, plus 240. Points, rebounds, and assists for Tatum over 40.5, 41.
Yep.
These guys are sharp, just like Draymond Green. Points, rebounds, and assists over 21.5. He got 22. He went over for the first time in the
series.
Yeah,
he did. He was good last night.
Yep. Tatum over rebound prop, Green over points prop, Robert Williams over points prop, all got there in the first half. That was easy. Piece of cake. And the Phillies are 9-1 since they fired Girardi. What a run.
Well, got it done last night. That was a good win. I would actually call it a bad loss more so for the Marlins. Because again,
2-1 in the eighth.
It's 2-1 Marlins in the eighth. Alcantara gets out of some trouble with a double play. Mattingly comes to pull him at 100. He's throwing 101 miles an hour. He pulls him at 116 pitches. Yeah. Alcantara goes to the dugout, Paulie. They're showing him. He's like this. He's pissed. He's bitter. He's shaking his head. I can't believe you yanked me after I got the double play. The first pitch from the reliever gives up a hit. RBI, run is scored. 2-2 ball game.
Yep. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these videos. Be part of the live stream and the tweets. Wheel of Fortune hit again. It was $1.3 million across the street. This was at Station Casinos, a local place. A quarter, $689,000. And there's the picture to prove it. And I think it's a 25th year anniversary of Station Casinos, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And they hit that too. This is at the Suncoast in the suburbs. $10,000 jackpot. Aces and a kicker. Dealt two aces. It came ace, three. What a feel.
What a landing spot.
You know, I got a buddy who gets a problem to have. He's been dealt aces a few times in the last couple of weeks. He can't get the kicker. Can't keep getting the kicker. He's living. That's a huge card. It's a big difference. He can't get the kicker.
Of course it is.
Yeah, sure. Let's go to Italy. But a lot of Italy on this week with, look at that scenic view. Oh, my God, right out of a movie. View porn. Good Twitter handle.
I think I follow probably 20 accounts from Italy on Instagram.
Really?
Yeah.
That one's good. And this one, this is, are you sitting down for this one? Look at that pool. Look at that scene. Between the view, the little patio, with the pool, and then what, the all. Oh, it's got it all. That's an A+ right. That's an A-plus backyard. Isn't it?
Be good.
That's home porn. That's excellent.
Do you know where that's...
No, I don't know where it was. I don't know where it was. That is awesome. A couple lose some. Marlins plus 135 down to 115. And I don't know who was betting the Nationals. Plus 145 down to plus 120. Braves win again, 12 in a row. They cover the run line in 11 of them. We talked about this yesterday. Here it is. I mean, no long hair, don't care. These guys with the shoes off, these people with the shoes off. Guys rolling dice and he's barefoot in the casino. Yeah, I like to feel the carpet under my feet. Though,
I like
right?
that.
Isn't that a good barefoot there? That is something.
Right on my skin. Feels good.
And another person went to Top Gun and this happened. 2 days in a row went to Top Gun Maverick. And the
two, I think that's three.
Is it three? You might be right. And a barefoot job on the leather, too. Putting that up.
I'm at home, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, sure.
That is wild. And the dog, not afraid of the lion. Our guy Dan is adamant that they're also support for the lions. Look, we got everything here. The lion hanging with the dog, and then the tiger up top. And the dog's cool, collected. He's like, well, what's the problem? Yeah, we can be friends. And then, okay, a little skittish there. Uh-huh. And we mentioned airport security last week on the show. Mo sent this in on Twitter. I almost missed a flight. Because it was 6 a.m., only one TSA person, and the guy in front of me didn't understand, couldn't understand, why he couldn't bring his backpack full of whiskey bottles with him. I signed up for pre-check the same day.
When we talked about our biggest airport nightmare scenarios last week, this is what
belt,
I'm talking about.
All the shoes?
I got to get behind this guy in line. I got seven bottles of Jack Daniels on me. I can't take these on the airplane. I'm confused. Why?
Yep. One bad beat. It was a tough push. Tatum over 27 points. He had 27, and he missed a bunch of free throws, including he missed two in the fourth quarter as well.
How about some of the shots in general?
I know.
Some of the passes again last night.
I know. All good points. I know. All fair. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Log in, get a 20% profit boost on MLB every Tuesday. Learn more. BetRivers.com. Just the half-court offense. The silly I'm just repeating myself, but it's just obvious. They can win it all if they don't turn the ball over. But they keep turning the ball over.
Yeah.
And this ridiculous record when 15's the magic number. Over they lose, under they win. But I'd like to see them go up tempo too. But please, Tatum, pass the ball. I mean, you yesterday was so bad.
I think it's been like that for a majority of the series.
Hero ball, too much hunting, him and Brown looking for a mismatch.
That's exactly
right. Hero one-on-one and bad shot, air balls, too much of it.
Here's the stat. Again, 22 points off the 18 Celtics turnovers. 103 points off turnovers, most by any team in the first five games since the 1992 Bulls. Boston 1-7 with 16-plus turnovers in a game this postseason, 13-2 in other games. Again, cut it out. You're not in high school or college anymore. You're playing for a championship. Stop playing so with such a reckless abandon.
Yeah,
it's and people are saying, well, it's good Golden State defense. A lot of the stuff is unforced errors.
Yes.
That's why you can stop with the turnovers. It was 18-6 last night. They might be gassed. They might be fatigued on top of that. But
that could be.
Yeah.
I mean, you have more rest here now, but it was 7 against Milwaukee. That was tough. 7 against Miami.
Yeah.
That was you nailed it. Consistently inconsistent. I mean, they're 10-9 straight up. That's their record since the Nets series. They can't put together.
No.
That's why that's the case against them in 7. They can't put together back-to-back good games.
Yeah, so I'm going to, again, I have the Celtics to win on a couple of tickets, plus $2 and plus $225. I'm going to be looking for the best I can find today on the Warriors to win in 7. Because I can see the Celtics winning game 6, and I can lose all these bets if I do make this additional bet, but I think the Celtics can win Thursday night. I don't see them winning back-to-back games.
Now, first team in history to miss 30-plus threes, shoot at least 15 fewer free throws, have a rebounding margin of -5 or worse, and still win the game, regular or postseason, stats by stats on Twitter. I mean, that's what the Curry couldn't do a damn thing, and they win the game.
Yeah, I think the starters were 5 of 30 from 3. Klay had all 5 makes, and they win the game by 10 points.
Yep.
Looney in foul trouble right away. You're right, because Looney was...
Yes.
Like plus 46 in the series leading into that game last night. And nobody outside of Robert Williams played well last night. The only guy, again, that guy is so important to the team. But Derek White was a no-show off the bench. Terrible. Pritchard had open looks. Terrible. He couldn't hit anything.
Grant Williams, terrible.
Oh, awful. Awful.
He was minus 18 in the game.
Yep.
White minus 13. Horford and Brown minus 19. Oh.
But in the series, again, you pretty much have to forget what you saw last. Right? Because it was all Curry in game four on the road. And everybody, you know, the entire narrative in the country was he's carrying this team on the back, which is what he was doing, and nobody else is playing well, really.
No.
And then last night, Curry did nothing, and it was everybody else. And nobody really played well for Boston. And I think that's going to change when they go back home for a game six.
Yeah. I was all ready to come in and talk about Steph could win the MVP if they lost in seven, and that's only happened once. He could break Elgin Baylor's record. He still could break his record for most threes in a series, 32. And then he goes 0 of 9, and the streak ends.
Yeah, everything ended last night with that.
233, whatever it was, yeah.
How big do you think that three was by Poole to bank it in and end of the third?
Score?
Did they
retake the lead on that?
Yeah, by one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kerr thought it was big.
Yeah.
I thought Boston was going to win after the huge run in the third quarter. I go, here we go. It's like game one all over again.
Right.
This time it was the third quarter and not the fourth. But because the way Curry was playing, I didn't think they were coming back.
Yeah.
But then they did, and they bumped the lead right back ran him out in the fourth.
Wiggins may have really played the game of his life last night. That's how good he was. And now he's been really, really good back-to-back games, and they've needed it. So the Poole three, I think, was kind of big. They still win the game without it. I think you're probably going to hear some people say, oh, that was momentum for the fourth quarter. Well, not exactly, but...
Where's the offense been? Look at the offense and the losses. 94, what was it, 88, 90?
Yeah,
look at the points. Look at the point, which I guess we should have seen this coming because it is still the top two defenses in the league. And it hasn't happened again since 96 in the finals. Yeah. But that was just wide open shots, Brick City.
It's a tough watch. Yep. Up next, Major League Baseball, Matt Vasgersian, MLB Network. Judge for MVP, issues with the Dodgers. And how is he feeling about his preseason pick for American League Cy Young?
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
You're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams. BetRivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCast in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast.
All right, so Major League Baseball here as Matt Vasgersian joins the program. MLB Network, a lot to get into with Maddie. Thanks for the time as always, pal. How are you?
Yeah, good, guys. Good to talk to you as always. The schedule's relentless. We're back to a full schedule with a doubleheader today, so you got to get up early and peel into this stuff.
Yeah, no kidding. Mm. How are you feeling today about your preseason American League Cy Young pick, which was Shane McClanahan, who has been outstanding for the Rays?
Yeah, I still like it. I didn't see Justin Verlander at the age of 39 after missing 650 days with Tommy John and then COVID. I didn't see him coming back as a superhero again. I thought he'd be good because he's Justin Verlander, but man, you know, he's the chalk for the right reason. I do like McClanahan, though, for the long run. The problem with a Rays starter and the Cy Young, even though Blake Snell bucked the trend in 2018, is the guy going to have enough canvas? Are they going to let him pitch enough to establish enough of a profile to really sway a vote? And I hope in his case that they do.
There's so many streaks going on. Are you playing the, I mean, you got to be playing these streaks, right? With what the Braves are doing, the Phillies, what's happening to the A's, the Yankees on this roll, 11 in a row at home. I mean, there's so much here going on with these huge streaks with several teams.
Yeah, the only one that was surprising for me was the Brewers losing 8 in a row.
Yeah.
How does that staff? You know, there's usually a guy that can stop a streak every night on that staff, and to lose 8 in a row, that team is screaming out for offensive help. It's obvious. Like, during the 8-game stretch, they were averaging fewer than 3 runs a game. They could use an outfielder with some pop. I don't know who's out there. Ketel Marte, Benintendi, you know, the discussions start now where teams like that bottom feed on teams that are out of it Reds, Royals, A's, et cetera. So I don't know what they do. That streak was surprising, you know, but some of this stuff's real, man. What Toronto was doing,
yeah.
And had it not been for the Yankees, I mean, this team, what did they've won 15 out of 21 and they gained zero games on the Yankees. It's brutal. Brutal. And what they do at home,
yeah,
is real.
Yep.
Especially with Baltimore in town. And I would see that happening again tonight. Last seven games that the Orioles have played in Toronto, the Jays have scored 83 runs. I mean, you're talking about blasting the run lines, blasting the 5.5 team overs. It just play it all when those matchups take place.
And we talked about this earlier, the home road splits for Jordan Lyles. Man, they stick out like a sore thumb. He has been really, really bad on the road so far this year. Do you trust Kikuchi, though, enough to get it done?
You know, the workaround is just to play Toronto to score a bunch of runs.
Okay.
You know, play them first five, play them, that'll probably be 3.5, which is amazingly high, that number. It'll be 5.5 for the game total, but I don't think they can set it high enough for this series. And I wouldn't be surprised if last night happens all over again.
You know, other than Judge, it's very hard to hit a home run. It's these prices on the total bases and home run props. I mean, I know it really bothers you.
It does, you know, and I don't know how they write this stuff, but you know, I rarely get involved in advocating any of that stuff. I mean, but yesterday I told a couple guys, I'm like, man, head to heads matter if it's a big enough sample size. And Cole Calhoun of the Rangers against who was he swinging it against?
Was it Javier?
Christian Javier.
Yep.
Christian Javier. 7-for-10, 3 bombs, and some walks. And I'm like, gosh, that is just, you got to get involved in that, don't you? Well, you know, you play a plus 110 to get over 1.5 total bases. All right, so you think to yourself, that's easy enough. The guy's going to double or something. He'll double a couple of base hits, whatever, because walks and errors don't count into that, as we know. Not everybody knows that, unfortunately, but that is the case. And he goes 0-for against him yesterday. And the pay was so bad. You know, you're going to give me plus 260 on a Vlad Guerrero homer. You know how hard it is to homer?
Yeah.
Come on. It's just the pays are bad. I'd stay away from all that stuff.
Yeah, well said. You mentioned the Yankees, too. Now, 44-16. The pitching's been unbelievable. Good series starts tonight. Cole against Kluber. They've won 11 in a row at home. Your thoughts if they could somehow keep this up? And now we're getting the tough schedule now. The rest of the month, but Judge plus 120 to have more home runs than the field, and they are plus 180 to have the most wins on the season. Thoughts on those?
Boy, those are pretty interesting numbers because nobody's even close to Judge. I mean, he's a one-man wrecking crew. The only problem with those kind of plays, as we know, I mean, he gets hurt, he misses some time, and now you've got a sweat on your hands there. I don't know that the Yankees can be caught. And I don't think the books think they can be caught, even though there was an overnight adjustment on the AL East futures. They still had the Red Sox at plus 5,000. And today I looked at it and it's plus 3,000 now. I still don't think the Red Sox are going to win the division. They're a postseason team for me. But at plus 5,000, it was really tempting to think about that, right? Even though they're down by almost a double-digit deficit. I don't know, man. They're too talented to be out of it by August.
And they're not going to be sellers, right? I know that some people were kicking around stories a few weeks ago that the Red Sox could be one of those teams to actually, you know, give up a lot of people at the deadline. I don't see that happening, do you?
No, even though, you know, Bogaerts has his opt-out in his contract, and there are people trying to start this narrative that they'd shop him. I do not see that happening. He's one of the best overall, both sides of the scorecard, shortstops in the game. And yes, he's got a club friendly deal and he's going to try to get it back now if he stays there. But I can't imagine a world where they shop him. If the Red Sox could figure out what they have from Sale, is he going to come back and help or not? I think it would allow them they'd free up to figure out what to do with Houck and Whitlock, because those two guys are studs and they don't have defined roles right now. They need to figure out what they're going to be in the second half. I still think the Red Sox have a run in them.
Matt, do you think the Dodgers might be looking at some long-term issues this year? Bueller out 6 to 8 weeks. Urias was great in his last start, but on the season, not his same old self. Kershaw coming off the IL. Now they're going to have to rely on Gonsolin to be the ace moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, thank goodness for Tyler Anderson and Tony Gonsolin, right? They'd be a real mess without those guys. I don't know that the series over the weekend with the Giants was discouraging. I think what Dave Roberts said about them was spot on. They got a lot of really talented, great star players that have individual at-bats. There was that Sunday game, leadoff double. No one can even move them off second, let alone score them to try to cut into the short deficit to the Giants that day. I don't know that they have trouble. Bueller was not himself, and I've heard you guys talk about it on the show on nights that you preview the schedule. He had not been himself. Something was up with him. Mm-hmm. Lands on the IL. And the Dodgers have the ability to fix anything by writing a check. That's bad news for the Giants and the Padres.
Mm. Do you like anything today? You mentioned the Blue Jays, but anything else other than that?
You know what I'm curious about? I'm curious about Pavetta. I like Nick Pavetta a lot. I liked him in Philly, and I like him even more as a Boston Red Sox starter. He's starting a series with the Red Sox against Oakland. Oakland's got a rookie left-hander or a rookie starter on the mound today that got cuffed around in his debut a little bit. Fenway is not an easy place to roll into when you have one major league start under your belt. You're going to have to lay a big number on the Red Sox, but I think, you know, maybe as a part of a parlay, that'd be interesting. You know what? You know, another guy that's interesting to me, the strikeout numbers have come down a little bit. And we were talking about Alek Manoah, as good as he's been, he has not hit his strikeout number very consistently of late, and neither has Dylan Cease. And they're usually writing Dylan Cease at 7.5, 8.5. He's gone under his total in three of his last four starts. He pitches against the Tigers tonight, who have a lot of strikeout in them. That's an interesting thing to watch. I'd like to see what that number is when it opens. I think it's probably a stay away for me. But Toronto to score a bunch of runs, Boston, those are probably the things I'm looking at tonight.
Thank you. Well done. And thanks for talking betting. And we enjoy you on pregame spread on MLB Network, 5 Eastern, 2 Pacific. How things have changed, huh?
Brett, yeah, thanks for the pop. Well, you know, we don't play. We are not, as employees of Major League Baseball, we don't play. We can tell you what we like. We can tell you what we observe.
Mm-hmm.
And we do on that show. And it's fun. And we love having you guys on, too, when you're on a couple times a week. So thanks for being a part of it.
Of course. No, it's great that you're talking about it, though. And you're going to pick up. I mean, the research that you guys put into this is awesome. And you come up with really, really good angles a lot of the time. So it's, dynamite information.
Yeah. You know, the stuff's public, too. That's the thing. Yeah. Like, there's not secrets. Everything is out there, and almost all of it is free. You just have to know where to go to find this stuff if you're a fan and if you like to play this kind of thing.
Yep, bingo. You guys do a great job relaying that to the audience, for sure. Thanks for the time, as always, today. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. See ya.
Yep. Thank you, sir. Be good. There you go. Matt Viscursion, MLB Network. What we are betting today in Pocket Plays coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi.
Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1.
You're up.
All right. So a push last night had the Marlins first 5 plus 114 against the Phillies. Had their chances, got one in the top of the fifth to get it back. Both starters were really, really good again last night. But so push there. No baseball as of right now. A lot of the stuff takes a while for it to come out in the morning, and I'm not betting any of these games right now. They're the favorites that we have on the board today.
Oh, it's something.
$2, $2.20, higher than that.
$2.50.
Yeah. You know, this is a Paul Howard special. But the U.S. Open this week, going to be very difficult. From what I understand, there is a par 3 that's 120 yards, but conditions are going to be difficult. If we get that wind again kicking in, it makes it much more difficult on top of that. Give me the no hole in one plus 105.
Yep.
I'm hopping in here.
And if it loses, I mean, if there's a hole in one, make sure you tweet at Mitch too and let him know.
Yeah, because I definitely will not be paying attention or watching the tournament.
There are six teams laying $1.95 or more.
Yeah.
Giddy up. Love it. They start early Thursday.
It's all
love
I
it. Okay. Largest lead under. Another winner. First quarter over. No shot. Braves. Another winner. 12 in a row. 11 on the run line. 2-1 last night. Let's stay hot. Right back with the Braves. 12 in a row. 11 on the run line. 9 in a row in D.C. Mad Max is going. Bats have been great. Offense has been there every single game. Right back with the Braves. I'm riding it. I'm going till they lose. And I still might jump back on them, too, if coming off a loss. And the Phillies, same thing. 9-1 since they fired Girardi. They're hot. $1.50 against the Marlins. Rodgers numbers, PU, what stinks? Rodgers ERA almost 6. Keep riding the Phillies. Love these streaks in Major League Baseball. And then pending, Warriors minus 150 series price. And the Splash Brothers was 5-5 yesterday. Splash Brothers minus 180 at Bet Rivers to have more threes in the series than Tatum and Brown. Clay had 5, Tatum had 5, Brown 0,
Brown
30,
0. But you still have a comfortable lead, right?
That's small. I think it's 5-6, something like that. I'll add it up after, but something like that.
Well, that's a winner if the Warriors win in Game 6.
Yeah.
Right? I don't think they're going to win. The Celtics are not going to lose the game, and Brown and Tatum are going to make more than 6 threes in those two combined.
In Pocket presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern at BetRivers.com. The other stuff, too, and we're in the dark ages out here. Total outs, total bases. We can't get this stuff. Isn't it something? Because I know we got someone sending a bad beat about Manoah. I think he was 18 and a half. I mean, until we were doing stuff on MLB.com and MLB Network last year with Keith and the guys, I'm like, total outs for a pitcher? What is this stuff?
Oh, they were getting,
and he loves that stuff, Stryker and Keith.
Oh, yeah.
They loved that total outs prop on pitchers.
Sure.
And I think when he was 18 and a half and finished with 18, they pulled him early.
They were great at breaking it down. It was really like a hardcore deep dive that they would do on all of these player props. But I'm like, they're not available out here, so I don't even waste my time looking at them.
Total bases? And you can't, like Trout stuff? Come on.
That's never available anywhere.
And there was someone, a friend reached out last week. Because Trout went back to Philly. He goes, I think he's going to hit a home run. Well, I couldn't even find it. Mike Trout hit a home run?
You couldn't find it here
in
town?
Not available?
Come on. So there is one book in Las Vegas, Boyd, that will put up home run props. But I got to tell you, sometimes, like on a game that starts at 4:05 out here, let's say, the props will not even, I give up. Because if it's 10 o'clock in the morning, they don't have
They're not up.
Like, I'm not going to keep looking at this all day long.
Yeah.
It's too confusing. It's too maddening.
And that's a good thing. I mean, William Hill, they'll have this stuff up in the morning. And they have that no-hitter grand slam prop up every day, too. But they constantly update that, too. But it's like, come on. It's the biggest name in baseball. You can't have a home run prop?
And I don't understand how the same book in different jurisdictions will have 500 ways to bet a baseball game. But out here in Nevada, it's the same old thing. Like, because there are books here in town, on the strip, it's a big boy, that's in New Jersey, it's other spots, they have total outs, they have total bases, they got all this stuff. You could spend 2 hours looking at on every single game, right?
But another good
here, point. It's 3 seconds. Like, oh, that's what you got today?
Yes.
I don't understand how that's a thing. How is that possible?
Yeah. Boyd, you can parlay
the
stuff in the NFL. Like anything you want, you can parlay it, and then you can't get a baseball prop.
So,
or anything substantial in playoff games.
They are very creative. I will say this. I realized this back in early March Madness. First time ever in legal sports books in the city where you can actually parlay games that are in action. So you can do live money line parlays tied into games that have not started yet. And let me tell you, that can be a little dangerous. But it was fun to experiment with for a little while. So let's say a game is in the third quarter in the NBA. You can bet that parlay. You can bet that money line with another game that's going on with three games that haven't even tipped off yet that night. I'm like, wait a second. This is brand new out here. And they like us to stick to legal books out here. So that's why that's, you know, what we talk about all the time on the show. But can I give you this on Aaron Judge?
Oh, let's hear it. I'm all ears.
Well, we all know about his numbers, right? And he's turning into, you know, just such a huge favorite to win all the stuff, the home run title and the MVP as well, or the shortest shot on the board anyway. You know, his WAR at FanGraphs is 3.7. Like, if he does happen to go down and miss, like, let's say 10 days, a quick IL stint, like, there are a bunch of guys in the American League right on his heels. Rafael Devers' WAR is 3.4. Jose Ramirez is 3.4. Mike Trout's 3.1. Alvarez is smashing the ball. He's 2.6. Like, so yeah, he has 24 home runs, but runs scored, RBIs. Like, Jose Ramirez has 59 RBIs. Aaron Judge has 48.
Mm.
So if he stays healthy, and this, you know, he is like this the whole season, doesn't fall off a cliff, he's going, that's been the whole thing now for 2 months. If he stays healthy, well, if he does, he's going to win. But if he doesn't, there are a bunch of guys right there that are going to be like, okay, now I'm going to overtake him now in these categories.
Well, I'm here for the if he stays healthy, because it could be 65 home runs.
Oh, yeah.
It really could. And these streaks are just incredible. Baseball's fun right now. Yankees 10 of 11, 44 and 16. Still not even the favorite to have the most wins. 11 in a row at home. Braves 12 in a row. 11 on the run line. Phillies have won 10 of 11. A's have lost 11 of 12. 7 and 23 at home. Vasgersian's right. The Brewers lose. Brewers losing 8 in a row. Didn't see that coming.
Yep.
Pirates have lost 7 in a row. And they've been hammering a lot of them. So a lot of streaks. Good stuff. Giants playing well. Just swept the Dodgers. They take on Kansas City, who's atrocious tonight.
And again, I really like that race for what it's going to turn into potentially here for all of the playoff spots in the National League. Again, we're talking Dodgers, Padres, Giants, Cardinals, Brewers, and then in the East, Mets, Braves, Phillies, maybe Marlins. That's 8-9 teams right there. Now, I'm sure some of these teams will fade, and it's going to be like, okay, well, that was fun while it lasted. But potentially what it could be like for the entire year, this would be great. If we have 8 or 9 teams vying for 6 spots to get in, that could come down until, who knows, September 28th. You undecided, don't know what's going to happen. And then how these teams are going to have to manage their starting, you know, pitchers down the stretch. Hey, we need to get win to get in. So then they got to go, you know, figure out their rotation to get that guy on the final day so they can have that big game anyway. So that he, how about what Matty brought up? The Red Sox at 50-1, maybe pull off the East.
Can't get there.
Can't get there either, but
no.
That team in the playoffs with that offense, starting pitching's been pretty good. I just think that division's so good.
I am with him that the Blue Jays should rake tonight. Team total over, run line, all that good business.
What do you think of that team overall? I know we kicked it around for 2 seconds.
Oh, they've been
yesterday.
Hot. Yeah, they can hit. The pitching's been great, especially at home. We've talked about that for a while now, how good the pitching's been.
Right.
So they've turned it around. They've been great.
I'm looking at some quick projected updated standings on FanGraphs, and they have the Yankees winning 102 games right now.
Okay, that's what it is on William Hill.
Okay.
102.5.
Seven more than the Mets, seven more than the Dodgers, eight more than the Blue Jays and Astros. They have the Padres at 93, the Braves at 92, Giants and Rays at 88, Brewers 87, one game ahead of the Cardinals. They have the Twins winning 85 games.
Now, the White Sox won, but this, yeah.
They have the White
Twins won last night again, too. Buxton went deep.
Buxton, he's got 18.
Yeah.
White Sox updated at FanGraphs 81-81.
Really?
Plus 160 to miss the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
No, you're right. Baseball is really good right now.
Good.
Yeah.
Put on. Is that Bill Belichick?
Throw that up.
Yeah, come on. Come on. There you go. The guinea pig, the Giants helmet on. That's Bill. There you go. Good job.
If you thought there was a sports betting offseason, think again. Our VSiN sports betting experts are working 24/7 to keep you informed on every sport on the schedule. The over pays the same for a baseball game or a football championship, and our team grinds year-round to help improve your betting IQ, improve your betting IQ, improve your betting IQ, improve your betting IQ.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.